Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today, I'm excited to welcome Brian Slater back to Bagels and Blessings. He's been on the program so many times. We're going to hear an update about what's going on with his ministry in Israel. So stay with me and I'll be right back, my friends. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a Messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you are in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays by appointment, Wednesdays from 3 to 8 p.m., Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m., and up to 30 minutes after services on Saturdays. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit Congregation Shema Yisrael. And now, when you make a purchase at the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can fill out a raffle ticket. Those names will be drawn for a prize from Bagels and Blessings. So those of you in the Rochester area, be sure to visit Congregation Shema Yisrael in the Fig Tree Bookstore and fill out your ticket for a chance to win a prize from Bagels and Blessings. Here's a great song from Yaron Cherniak called Coming Back to You. It's all about repenting, teshuvah, turning back to the Lord.
אשוב אתן לך את חיי כל פינה שבליבי את נפשי, שם אתה לי בקרבי, אתה שם איתי. רבות הדרכים אותה ניסיתי,
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Next up, we've got Joel Chernoff from the CD Restoration of Israel. This next song really says it all. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah. Well, you've just described a typical Messianic congregation.
Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah. One in Messiah, one in Yeshua's love. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua, one in the olive tree. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua's love. Another week, humble hearts, forgiving each other, heal our wounds, bind us together, so the world
This is Joel Chernoff, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Next up, we've got Sally Klein O'Connor, Waiting for the King of Jews Blues. Yeah.
Still here in the morning, waiting for the king. extra innings waiting for the King of Jews. Please send me on vacation before the tribulation, 'cause I've got those waiting for the King of Jews.
Hi, this is Sally Klein O'Connor, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
Here's Joshua Aaron with How Great Is Our God, Gadol Elohai.
Yeah. God, sing with me how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Sing it together. How great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God.
Hallelujah.
beautiful song sung by Shay Wilbur. That is Joel Chernoff's daughter. She's married to Paul Wilbur's son, Joel. See, it's all in the family. All right, well, I'm really excited to share with you my recent interview with Brian Slater. Enjoy. Brian Slater, welcome back to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you. It's so glad to be back with you, Ethel. Blessings to all those listening today.
Thank you. I think that you are probably the person who has been on Bagels and Blessings the most number of times in over 25 years that I've been on the air.
Wow. Thank you. I'm privileged.
Yes,
I'm privileged.
You are. Wow. Well, I know there's a lot going on in your life with your ministry and in Israel. Tell me, what is new with your life?
Yes, well, first of all, just wanted to say, you know, for any first-time people that haven't heard, that I'm Brian Slater from Abundant Bread of Salvation, and we're located in the city of Netanya, Israel, and we're serving the poor and needy, Holocaust survivors, widows, orphans, and those living on the streets and addictions. And by God's grace, he saved me out of that lifestyle and brought me to the land of Israel. I made Aliyah over 27 years ago. I just had my anniversary, my Aliyah anniversary. And so it's been quite an adventure to be able to serve the Lord Yeshua and see how things develop as I make myself available to be used by him and for him to work through me to reach our people in Yeshua's name.
Amen. I got to ask you the question that I'm sure everybody asks you all the time. Do you feel safe over there?
Yes, I feel a lot more safe than when I come to America. I can say that. So, you know, I mean, recently we've been getting a lot of rocket attacks from the Gaza Strip. But we know that we serve a great and mighty God. And we have the greatest Israeli IDF army in the world as well. And so between the two of those, I think I better have the peace of the Lord Yeshua in knowing that he has me right where he wants me.
That sounds good. Amen. Well, what about restrictions on sharing the good news of Messiah?
I specifically, you know, with the work that I do with Abundant Bread of Salvation and all the activities that we do, which I hope to share some of those updates and activities with you today, we are all about building relationships with the over 400 people that we are speaking to, that we are serving. We have a soup kitchen, and we have a food bag distribution center. And so we've been doing this for years, Ethel, you know, for probably close to 15 years now. And we invite, you know, different groups of the poor and needy to come every week, including Holocaust survivors. And we're building relationship with them, you know, and it's so amazing to see how the Lord works, because they see what we're doing and they see our no strings attached works, how we're doing things. They don't have to give anything or say anything or pray anything in order to receive any of what we do with them and for them. And so it's miracles happen. I can say that, Ethel. As we are serving them, we see people coming to faith in Messiah Yeshua, even Holocaust survivors, and we see people getting healed as well from different sicknesses and illnesses and diagnoses that they have to you know, go and get surgeries. It's amazing what has happened and how it happens. Right before our eyes, as we just make ourselves available to be used by him.
Well, tell us some ways that God is using you. Like, what exactly does Abundant Bread of Salvation do? And how do people find out about you? And what can we do to help?
I'm glad you asked. Yes, because we first of all, we have a website, so anyone can look us up on the website at abundantbread.com. That's A-B-U-N-D-A-N-T bread, B-R-E-A-D.com. And so there's a lot of information on there of how to contact us. If people want to receive a monthly prayer letter, they can just email us, and that will keep them well informed on a monthly basis of how to pray, how to support, and how to even come and volunteer. We have volunteers that come from us from many different nations of the world, and to serve our people. And so one of the many things that we do on a weekly basis is we have a food bag distribution program where we're needing to raise funds and buy food for over 400 people every month. And just the basic finances needed for that is $10,000 a month. So whatever anyone can do to help support that project, as we give these food bags to them that are filled with over 25 food products, it's amazing to see how just these simple acts of kindness change the lives of these people. We also have a lot of Russian and Ukrainian immigrants that are coming to us, even new ones this last year because of the Ukrainian and Russian war. We've had many refugees even come that were temporarily housed in Israel to protect them from this horrible war. And we were able to help them in their time of need, give them clothes, and even have several opportunities to pray with them as well. And so we have also on a weekly basis where we have a soup kitchen where we invite people to come in. We invite different groups every week. It could be Holocaust survivors. It could be widows and new immigrants. Many times we have even Ethiopians come as well, and we serve them a five-star meal. They'll come and sit down. It's not like an assembly line. It'll be like them sitting in one of the best restaurants in Israel, and we serve them either a good chicken meal with sides or salmon meal. And with the many Jewish holidays that we have in Israel, we're always have, you know, amazing things to testify and pray before we serve the food. I'm always giving announcements and prayer and letting them know who is in charge, meaning our Messiah Yeshua, and to let them know that greater is he in us than he that is in this world, and that we're so honored to be able to come beside them in their time of need. Amen.
Amen. Fantastic. And you've been doing this for how many years now?
Oh gosh, we're going on probably close to 20 years now. Close to 20 years. And, you know, it's amazing how quick time flies. And, you know, and that's why I want to mention that, because the work that we're doing, it's an urgent kingdom work, because we're dealing with Holocaust survivors that are elderly, and most of them are 85 and above. And so their time is short. And just in this last 2 months, I've been to several funerals and, you know, to be a light and a testimony to their family, to their siblings, and to the other living survivors that come to pay their respects. And I'm happy to say that these two Holocaust survivors that have passed on, both of them came to faith in Yeshua before they passed away.
Oh, wow.
Glory to God.
Baruch
Hashem.
Amen. Now, I remember when I met you, you had training. You were a nurse at one point in your life. Have you ever had the opportunity to use any of your first aid skills that you learned when you were in America?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny you ask, because the last woman that passed away, she was the wife of a Holocaust survivor. You might have heard me talk about Nahum in the past. He was the leader of the Holocaust survivor group in Netanya, and he has passed on to be with Yeshua as well after he received the Lord in 2017. And so his wife was a widow, and this is all recent news in the last few months. She was alive and really grieving his death, that he passed away about 9 months ago. And so she had been going through at least 3 bouts of cancer treatment. And so this last treatment of hers, I got a call one day at our distribution center saying that she was in a very, very challenging health situation in the hospital. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, Brian, go and see her, go and check out the situation. And that's exactly what I did. Within an hour, 2 hours, I was there and working through the red tape in the hospital system, and finally was able to get to her. And we had the most amazing conversation about, you know, she was sharing with me how she doesn't want to be here anymore. She wants to be with her husband that she misses so much, Nahum. And I was able to lead her right there in the hospital ward to come to faith in Messiah Yeshua and receive him as her Lord and Messiah, and give her that guarantee that she would be reunified with him. Glory to God. And so, you know, all of these things really connect with my nursing background, because I worked in psychiatric rehabs and drug and alcohol rehabs, and that's where the Lord really planted in me a heart of compassion to serve and reach our people in Yeshua's name.
Mm.
Amen.
That's a wonderful quality to have. You've always had a desire to help people. Now, I'm curious about something.
Yeah.
I've only been to Israel once, and I haven't studied the map. I just know about the cities of, like, Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, Haifa, but you don't hear much about Netanya. How did you end up settling there?
Yeah, well, I ended up moving to Netanya because at the time, I spent my first couple years in the city of Bat Yam, which is close to Jaffa. And then I moved to Netanya because that's where I was going to Messianic Fellowship. And so that's how I ended up living in Netanya, and before even starting the ministry of reaching out to the poor and needy. Yeah, so that's how I ended up there.
Oh, all right. All right. I don't know, as far as the map goes, what big city Netanya is near, but I suppose I can look it up.
Yeah, it's basically a half an hour from Tel Aviv, and it's probably like the most central city in Israel, and it's a fairly large city now. It probably has close to 400,000 residents living there.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so many there's also been several new Messianic Russian congregations that have been birthed over the last 10-15 years there. And so we're also supplying food bags to a couple of those congregations, that the members there. And there's a Messianic drug and alcohol rehab in Netanya as well, and we're helping them as well. And so it's such a blessing to be able to touch the lives of those who are really in need, and that have a lot of background that I can relate to as well.
That is just amazing. It seems like every facet of your life is involved in ministry. And I was just thinking, like, what do you do for fun? Do you ever have a chance to just have fun?
Yeah, I do. I do. I love hiking. I love going in the Mediterranean with a raft, believe it or not. I have a raft that I love to just go and relax on the Mediterranean. Those are kind of de-stressors for me. And, you know, when I have opportunity to get together with other brothers in Yeshua and go out for a meal or a coffee, and, you know, those are the type of things that I would do locally. Yeah.
Is it hard for you to come to America where the food is so different?
No, it's not at all, because I grew up part of my life in Los Angeles, California. That's where I was born and raised. And so, you know, all the foods of America are pretty familiar to me. As a matter of fact, they're too familiar. You know, I always gain a pound or two by coming to America. But, So, I mean, we don't have all the junk that America has, but we have plenty of it.
So, Brian, I have a question. There are Jewish believers and Gentile believers in Messiah all over Israel. And I'm wondering, are there many opportunities for you guys to just all get together and fellowship with one another? Or is it just too hard because you're too scattered?
You mean about believers getting together in Israel?
Yeah.
Well, I must say that the life in Israel is far more intense and busy than life in America. But you really have to have a focused effort on building friendships, building relationships with brothers and sisters in Israel, because not everybody has a car, and not everyone has money to even go buy a coffee or a meal. And so you have to really focus your time and finances to build relationships with those that you really want to be friends with and fellowship and grow in the Lord with.
I mean, the different congregations. I know there's different Messianic congregations scattered throughout. And do they ever have a chance to just get together as one?
Oh, yeah, they do. They do. Not all of them, because, you know, everyone has their differences or disagreements or that type of thing, like anywhere in the world. But, you know, some of the gatherings that happen between congregations will happen on biblical feasts like Shavuot or Sukkot. There's many, many different gatherings happening all over Israel. And there is lots of different things that have sprung up over the last 10, 15 years regarding singles getting together, regarding youth conferences and couples gatherings. And, you know, it's not as plentiful as it is here in America, but it does happen. And, you know, every new thing that helps the gathering of our brethren in Yeshua is such a blessing. As we know the phrase, Hinei matov umanayim shevatachim gam yachad, behold how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell in unity. Amen.
Amen. So let me just clarify something. If people want to donate goods
or items to Abundant Bread of Salvation, is it better to just send money, or are there various distribution centers that would get things to you guys?
Yeah, regarding practical help of items, it's not really worth the cost to send boxes of clothes or soap or these type of things that we distribute to people on a weekly basis. So the best way to support the work of Abundant Bread of Salvation is, number one, through prayer, as we are on the front lines. And regarding financially, we obviously cannot function, because everything that we do is practically based. Every activity that we do involves purchasing a meal or purchasing food or purchasing one of the things I didn't mention is we have biblical trips that we take Holocaust survivors on. We take them to different cities like Jaffa or Sea of Galilee or Jerusalem, and we have to pay for the bus, we have to pay for a meal, we have to pay for entrance fees to these places. But what's amazing is that we can just open the Bible and speak about what happened in these various places. Like we just a few weeks ago had them on a boat ride on the Sea of Galilee, and you know, sharing with them the miracles and scriptures of what Yeshua did all around the Sea of Galilee. So all of these things take funds, you know, to be able to support. And may I not forget our precious, precious orphans that we are supporting, three different orphanages. And the way we support them is in the most practical ways of buying them new shoes, new clothes, new school supplies. And every once in a while taking them on a trip as well, where there's probably over 300-400 orphans that we're helping as well several times a year. And we bring groups there as well to do prayer walks through the orphanage. And it's just amazing to see, because we know that the Lord can work on the hearts and minds and spirits of even these precious children when they're sleeping, that they can have a divine revelation for Yeshua.
Oh, that is just amazing. So how would you like us to be praying for you, your family, your ministry, anything?
Yeah, thank you, Ethel. You know, first of all, pray for safety, that we be, you know, have the stamina to do all of these different projects that I've mentioned, that we have pray that the Lord would give us health, that we're able to function in a way that will just bring glory to the Lord. Pray for the health of our people that we're serving as well, as we're dealing with many sick people. And I'm not just talking about people sick with corona or a cough or a flu, but people with real real fragile illnesses, you know, cancers and blood diseases, and because I would say 80% of the people we're serving are elderly as well, so they're dealing with just the natural and normal elderly sicknesses as well, that many times we don't know what to do except to pray, or just visit them, or love on them, or give them a meal. And so pray for finances, obviously, we need, and pray that the Lord would provide good administrative support and help, that we could continue this work and even expand it, because we feel that the Lord wants to expand our walls, but we can't do it until we have more practical administrative help, because there's so much going on and happening in a good way that we got to be have more hands and feet to do the work of the kingdom.
Amen. Amen. Well, this has been great, and I know you're going to come back on the air again and give us another update of what's going on with your ministry and in Israel. I pray the Lord's protection over you and your family, and I pray that all of your needs are met and exceeded. And it's such a delight to talk with you again, and I can't wait till the next time.
Amen. Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, and shalom for now. I guess I'll say lehitraot.
Lehitraot. Talk later.
Okay, shalom.
That was my interview with Brian Slater, and as always, it's a delight to talk with him and get an update of what he's doing in the land of Israel. All right, well, we have time for some more music, so let me see what I can come up with. Here's Sarah Lieberman with The Great Exchange, followed by Joshua Aaron.
Is all I need. Your spirit, God, to walk with me. I surrender at your feet. All I am, I give to you, my King. אנו בזאת הוא יבוא. He's coming soon, he's coming soon. With joy we welcome his return. It
Yivarechech Adonai Vayishmorecha Yair Adonai Panavalecha Vikunecha Yis Adonai Panavalecha V'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.